They're killing me. They do the dog, y'all. Dr. Funkenstein here, better known as George Clinton. Tail ain't nothing but a long booty. Kill radio, they're killing me. I want you to hit it. Dr. Funkenstein here, better known as George Clinton. Tail ain't nothing but a long booty. Kill radio, they're killing me.
Okay, everybody, that was the man George Clinton of P-Funk, Funkadelic. And this is Kill Radio Friday, 6 p.m. news, and I'm Hassan. And let me see, before that, you were listening to my brother Eben from Seattle rapping about keeping Roe v. Wade. That's my man Eben up north in Seattle, teaching the kids in the inner city, coming down here on Christmas to visit his mom, and then going back up to the inner cities of Seattle, the great Northwest. So if you're listening, Eben, up there, we love you at Kill Radio. And I'm Hassan. This is the Kill Radio 6 p.m. news. And I have a couple... Oh, my glasses fell off. I have a couple treats for you today. I'm going to read this great article out of the L.A. Times. I read it yesterday on this, this third Friday into the new year, 2006. The title of the article is called UCLA Alumni Group is Tracking Radical Faculty. It's almost like a witch hunt going on up at UCLA here in Los Angeles. Great article. Let me see. Right next to this, I see the state of California murdered someone last week. I think execution is abominable and it sets us back as a society. And let me state here on Kill Radio that I am totally against any execution of anybody because it won't bring back the dead. And the states that have the highest, all the states that have the execution have the highest murder rates. I think the Republicans need to look at that. Okay, and also I have, after we get done reading this article, I brought some stuff I'm going to play. We're going to end the show with about a half hour of Warren Beatty. Don't you just love that, Warren Beatty? We're going to listen to his film, Bullworth. I think one of the best films to come out of Hollywood in the last 30 years. Well, as far as politically, where it shows a U.S. senator who's not afraid to say how he feels. And we're going to listen to that, I think, in the last 30 minutes of this 6 p.m. Friday news here in the year 2006. What month is this? January. I got a birthday coming up in 2 weeks, February 1st. So email me and let me know. Say happy birthday. Again, my name is Hassan, and my email is HassanJ53@Yahoo. Okay, my email is, I'll say it again before the show goes off, okay? But my email is HassanJ53@Yahoo.com. That's two S's in Hassan. Okay, so let me see. Let's go into this article. It was in yesterday's LA Times. So with yesterday's date, well, it was in Wednesday's, 2 days ago, Wednesday, January 18th, 2006. It's called UCLA Alumni Group is tracking radical faculty. And as I'm talking here, I'm also putting CDs in the CD player because we do not have an engineer here at Kill Radio. The DJs do everything. It's engineer free Kill Radio. So anyway, LA Times article. It is written by a gentleman named Stuart Silverstein and Peter Y. Hong, Times staff writers. This is a great article, you guys. You're to be applauded. A fledgling alumni group headed by a former campus Republican leader is offering students payments of up to $100 per class to provide information on instructors who are quote-unquote abusive, one-sided, or off-topic in advocating political ideologies. The year-old Bruin Alumni Association says it's quote-unquote exposing UCLA's radical professors. Initiative takes aim at faculty at faculty actively proselytizing their extreme views in the classroom, whether or not the commentary is relevant to the class topic, quote unquote, close quote. Although the group says it is concerned about radical professors of any political stripe, it has named an initial quote unquote dirty 30 of teachers it identifies with left-wing or liberal causes. Some of the instructors mentioned accuse the association of conducting a witch hunt that threatens to harm the teaching atmosphere, and at least one of the group's advisory board members has resigned because he considers the bounty offer is inappropriate. The university said it will warn the association that selling copies of professors' lectures would violate campus rules and raise copyright issues. The Bruin Alumni Association is headed by Andrew Jones, a 24. Okay, I got to turn the page, you guys. Hold on for one. Hold your breath. A 24-year-old graduate who graduated in June 2003 and was chairman of UCLA's Bruin Republicans student group. He said his organization, which is registered with the state as a nonprofit, does not charge dues and has no official members, but has raised a total of $22,000 from 100 donors. Jones said the biggest contribution came to the group. $5,000 came from a foundation endowed by Arthur N. Roop, 88, a Santa Barbara resident and former L.A. record producer. Jones's group is following in the footsteps of various conservative groups that have taken steps, including monitoring professors, to counter what they regard as an overwhelming leftist tilt at elite colleges and universities around the country. He said many of these efforts, however, have done a poor job of documenting their claims. As a result, Jones said, the Bruin Alumni Association is offering to pay students for tapes and notes from classes. We're just trying, quote unquote, we're just trying to get people back on a professional level of things. Having been a student myself up until 2003 and then watching what other students like myself have gone through, I'm very concerned about the level of professional teaching at UCLA, quote unquote, close quote, said Jones, who said he is supporting himself with a modest salary from the organization and is its only full-time employee. He said he plans to show what he considers biased material to professors and administrators and seek to have teachers present more balanced lectures or possibly face reprimand. UCLA administrators say they are planning to, or the UCLA administrators say they are planning no immediate legal action other than to notify Jones and to alert students that selling course materials without the consent of the instructor and Chancellor Albert Carnesales violates university policy. Patricia Jasper, a university lawyer, said UCLA would reserve the right to take legal action if any students engaged in unauthorized selling of materials. Adrienne Levine, chairwoman of UCLA's Academic Senate, agreed that the university could do little more at this point. She said she found the profiles on the alumni group's website inflammatory and not a positive way to address the concerns that Mr. Jones has expressed, close quote. Still, she said, I certainly support freedom of speech, and that extends to Andrew Jones as much as it does to every faculty member on campus. The group's recent campaign has upset a number of targeted professors and triggered the resignation last week of Harvard historian Stephen Sernstorm, a prominent affirmative action opponent and former UCLA professor from the advisory board for Jones's organization. Sernstorm said he joined the alumni group more than 20. Sernstorm said he joined the alumni group's more than 20 member advisory board last year because he believed it, quote unquote, had a legitimate objective of combating the extraordinary politicization of the faculty on elite campuses today, close quote, quote unquote, close quote. Still, Sernstorm said, quote unquote, I felt it was extremely unwise, one, to put out a list of targets of investigation and to agree to pay students to provide information about what was going on in the classroom of those students. That just seems to me way too intrusive. It seems to me a kind of vigilantism that I very much object to, quote unquote, close quote. Thernstorm said a fellow advisory board member, Jascha Kessler, excuse me if I pronounce your name wrong, an emeritus UCLA English professor, also resigned for the same reason. Kessler could not be reached for comment, but Jones confirmed that Kessler had resigned. Jones said other members of the advisory board include Linda Chavez, former federal civil rights commissioner in the Reagan administration and head of a Virginia-based anti-affirmative action group, former Republican Rep. Jim Rogan, who I just read yesterday quit the board too, and current UCLA professors Mike Milliken and Thomas Schwartz. Jones says he has lined up one student who, for $100 a class session, has agreed to provide tapes, detailed lecture notes, and materials with what the group considers an appropriate opinion. He would not name the student or the professor whose class will be monitored. Jones characterized the work as non-commercial news gathering and advocacy that does not violate university policy. On one of its websites, the Bruin Alumni Group names education professor Peter McLaren as number one on its quote-unquote the Dirty 30, ranking the worst of the worst, quote-unquote, close-quote. It says, quote-unquote, this Canadian native teaches the next generation of teachers and professors how to properly indoctrinate students, close-quote. McLaren, in a telephone interview, called the alumni group's tactics, quote-unquote, beneath contempt, quote-unquote. Any sober, concerned citizen would look at this and see right through it as a reactionary form of McCarthyism. Any decent American is going to see through this kind of right-wing propaganda. I just find it has no credibility, close quote, he said. The website also lists a history professor, Ellen Dubois, saying she, quote unquote, is in every way the modern female academic, militant, impatient, accessory, and radical, very radical, quote unquote, close quote. In response, Dubois says this is, quote unquote, this is a totally abhorrent invitation to students to participate in a witch hunt against their professors, close quote. But Dubois minimized the effect on campus, saying, quote unquote, it's not even clear this is much other than the ill-considered action of a handful is that of individuals, close quote. The group's leading financial backer, Roop, who is a UCLA alumni, he said his foundation donated $5,000, because, quote unquote, I think there's not enough balance on the campus. Some families are going into hock to send their kids here and are not getting their money's worth, close quote. Roop said the group's plan to pay students to record alleged bias, quote unquote, would be ideal if it could be done legally, close quote. Roop's philosophy is not centered on conservative causes. His foundation donated $500,000 to UC Santa Barbara in 98 to endow a professorship studying the effects of the media on social behavior. Ronald E. Rice, who holds the professorship, said Roop told him he was, quote unquote, really interested in the truth. He wants to bring people with different perspectives together to really argue. End of article. And that was in this past Wednesday's Los Angeles Times, January 18th, 2006. And that was written by a great article, you guys, by Stuart Silverstein and Peter Hong. You know, I don't think this group, these right-wing guys at UCLA, are going to get very much mileage, because I heard one of their own quit, this Republican senator quit because he didn't want to be involved with these guys. They're just, it's a witch hunt. And that's coming from me, Hassan, here at Kill Radio. I'm a very biased news reporter. So, yes, I just did that, because we are not on NPR or even Pacifica, so we can say stuff like that, because we're on the IMC, Independent Media Network. We're the LA flagship station for the Independent Media Center, Kill Radio, killradio.org. Give us a call, 213-252-0998. Again, we're independent. We're killradio.org, and our parent network is Independent Media Center, so we can say whatever we darn well please. And I'm going to put on the most beautiful woman in the world right now. I'm going to put on some of her poetry. I think she's a great poet too, a great freaking poet. We're going to hear a little bit. It's a lady who grew up right here in Los Angeles, kind of near the studio. So listen to what she's saying, and then we're going to go into a little bit of Clifford Brown on trumpet. You know, on my new show, you hear a lot of good music. And then we're going to go into Warren Beatty with the great film Bullworth. So, again, this is the 6 p.m. Friday Kill Radio News. And thanks for listening, you guys. And, again, excuse all the glitches and technical difficulties because we have no engineer at Kill Radio. We have no engineer at Kill Radio. Okay, let's see if I can bring up Iris Berry, who is a great poet here on the West Coast. Okay, and here we go with Miss Iris Berry. And then we're going to go later on. We're going to finish up the hour with... we have a lot of time left, but we're going to finish up the last 30 minutes or maybe the last 45 minutes with the great Hollywood film Bullworth with Warren Beatty. So let's hear poetess Iris Berry as she speaks about the streets of Hollywood, California, because she grew up on them. She knows about them.
Property is really an outmoded concept because I like hanging out in pawn shops, because I like losing friends and meeting scum. Anyway, it's all society's fault. You know, Darby Crash, Sid and Nancy. Look, your boyfriend does it. Your girlfriend does it. If I want to sleep on the bathroom floor, if I want to sleep in my breakfast, if I want to sleep in my dinner, and if I want to die watching TV, it's my business. And besides, I've got it under control. I do it only twice a week at the most, so quit hassling me. It's rock and roll. It's the Rolling Stones. And didn't Edie Sedgwick look so cool in Chow Manhattan? She was out on the edge, and I like being out on the edge. Just like Burroughs. Just like Thunders. Yeah, Johnny Thunders did it. Look, I know I'm propping up third world dictatorships, but I'm not hurting anyone else. And I've been clean for a week, so quit hassling me. I've got it all under control. If you were king, if you were king, all the streets would be named after beer and hard liquor brands. If you were king, you'd have valet parking and carte blanche at all 7-Elevens. If you were king, you'd have a red carpet stretching from Fountain and Las Palmas all the way to 8th and Spring. You'd be DOA if you were king. Anything, baby. I'd go to the ends of the earth and East L.A. I'd spend the rest of my life on the Ventura Freeway. I'd do hard time, I'd scrub hard floors. Hell, Vietnam, I'd fight three wars. I'd commit myself gladly to Bellevue, and all the Rorschachs would look like you. I'd sleep with Manson and the Hillside Strangler. I'd drink Drano, Comet, and Hair Detangler. I'd do anything short of turning blue. Anything, baby, to get away from you. The irony of it all. The ridiculousness of life stops me short and makes me think. I've slept with murderers. I've witnessed murderers murder growing up in Pacoima. I've slept with bank robbers, junkies, thieves. I've lived above bars on Vermont and Hollywood Boulevard, above triple X porno shops on Western and Melrose, where the mosquitoes could give you AIDS. I've copped and sold drugs in some of the scariest neighborhoods, in Hollywood, downtown L.A., and Long Beach, and stayed there to get high. I've walked in and out of jails with drugs and gotten away with it. I've slept in parks and parked cars, and even once behind a rock during an electrical storm in the desert. I've had sex in some of the more inopportune places in Hollywood, with some of the more inopportune people. Not to mention some opportune people as well, I might add. And here it is, 2 a.m., and I find myself in Woodland Hills, the crux of suburbia, too scared to go to the market to buy cocoa pebbles. The irony of it all. Pacific Bell is my living hell. I keep having the same reoccurring nightmare. After being at the phone company for over 3 hours, the woman will come out and say, "I'm sorry, Miss Berry, but your credit is very bad. We cannot service you a phone at this time. For you to get a phone, you'll have to pay us the sum total of $7,996.66. But that will entitle you to our new service, which does extend you phone services into the afterlife. And according to our files, Miss Berry, you're going to be needing that service very soon, seeing how you owe Pacific Bell so much money. You've been very bad, Miss Berry, very bad. Now we could accept your firstborn as down payment." I wake up screaming.
Rough night at the prom?
We're gonna be fine. We're back on track.
How's Edward?
Edgar.
Edgar. I like Edgar. I've always liked Edgar.
Knock it off.
Once in a generation, if we're very lucky, an individual whose life and work are the life and work of the people he represents. Such an individual is the man who has served the people of the state of California. Senator J. Billington Bulwark.
Thank you, Bill Stone. We stand on the doorstep of a new millennium. We have an obligation, on the one hand, to reduce...
Yada, yada, yada.
It's up to the people to decide what the state of California and the nation will do.
What do we do? The nation will do. It's up to you. What do we do? What do we do? Well, it's up to you. You know, it ain't that funny. You contribute all my money. You make your contribution, then you get your solution. As long as you can pay, I'm gonna do it all your way. Yes, the money talks and the people walk. Yeah. Now let me hear you say it. Big money.
Big money. One man, one vote. Now is that really real? The name of our game is Let's Make a Deal. Now people got their problems, the haves and the have-nots, but the ones that make me listen pay for 30 seconds spots.
30 seconds.
Yeah.
30 seconds.
Yo, Bank of America, this table over here, Wells Fargo and Citibank, you really very dear. Loan billions to Mexico and never have to fear, because taxpayers, take it in the rear.
Take it in the rear. Take it in the rear.
Yo, over here, we got our friends from oil. They don't give a shit how much wilderness is spoiled. They tell us that they're careful. We know that it's a lie. As long as we keep driving cars, they let the planet die.
Let the planet die.
Exxon, Mobil, the Saudis in Kuwait. If we still got the Middle East, the atmosphere can wait. The Arabs got the oil, we buy everything they sell. But if the brothers raise the price, we blow them all to hell. Now let me hear you say it. Saddam Hussein.
I want you to give me a phone number. Dr. Morris Fishman, UCLA. He's at the Department of Psychiatry. Go, get the number now. Get it now.
Yo,
go.
Everybody gonna get sick someday, but nobody know how they gonna pay. Healthcare, managed care, HMOs. Ain't gonna work, no sir, not those. Cause the thing that's the same in every one of these motherfuckers there. The insurance companies.
Insurance.
Yo, you can call it single payer, a Canadian way. Only socialized medicine will ever save the day. Come on now, let me hear that dirty word. Socialism!
No.
Now the women in the world is mistreated and abused. But when we try to fix it, we tend to get confused. I got respect for all the sisters, they will tell you that's my style. But there's one thing in politics that always makes me smile. I like the pussy, I like it really fine. And when you be a senator, you get it all the time. The young ones, the old ones, I really like them all. And when you be in Washington, you hardly have to call. The women, they love power. And if you don't pull that rug out, no matter what they say or do, they give you nappy dugout. Yeah.
Now, would we be eligible for an Emmy or a Peabody? Yeah.
Senator, do you plan to make rap a regular part of your campaign?
A part of my campaign? Now that just sounds insane.
Went very well in there, I think.
I think campaign finance reform is your central issue now.
It's the only way to go. If these guys pay the piper, then the piper does the show.
You got that right,
hey.
Senator.
If you would just wait in here for a moment, sir, if you would.
I'll be right back to take your precaution.
Trisha Ireland is expected in town. We'll hear
from
meeting with her.
Yeah,
Murphy, how does this approach
set
for the National Organization of Women?
Hi. That
speech
was fat. You got a room here?
Huh?
A room. We can go to upstairs.
A room.
A room.
Hey, Murphy!
What do you want to do now, Murphy? It's your call. We can proceed directly to Faith Lutheran Church and then to the debate.
Murphy!
Or we can cancel Faith Lutheran and shut down until the debate.
Dr. Murphy! Morris Fishman is in Paraguay. It's your call.
My call.
Murphy!
It's my call? I know it's my call!
Murphy! Feldman? Feldman?
This is cool. We're making the campaigns win today.
Yes, sir.
Feldman, could I have the key to the room?
The room?
The room upstairs.
Oh, sure. Feldman?
Yeah. Key?
Right. Sorry.
Have no fear, your big money
source, and
we're gonna dry up.
What? I'm sorry, it's in the car.
Sinner!
The senator needs his room key.
Senator, we have to get in the car now, sir.
Keys in the car.
Keys in the car.
Let's go.
Senator, what do you say we get you 40 winks right about now, sir?
That's good. Nina and I are going to go upstairs to the room.
No, sir. That's not a good
idea.
Yes,
it's a good idea. Feldman,
you and her right now?
Yes.
Senator, I've got a better idea. What do you say to you and I get in the limo alone, and then we circle back when you want to? That's a good idea.
Why would I do that?
Senator, will the insurance industry respond well to your remarks?
Where's the nappy dugout? That's where you get the bug out.
How are you going to keep the American Medical Association in the insurance?
Melvin,
you got the key in your hand. You got the light. You got the light. Any grand. You got the light.
You got to be a spirit, Bulwark. You can't be no ghost.
You got it all, Bulwark. Ain't life grand?
Hey, grand.
You got the life, man.
Let's go, McAvoy. We're on the move.
Give me the phone. I gotta find Davers.
You got the Mia spirit! Gotta go!
McAvoy, do you have any idea where Davers would be?
No, sir.
Sir, maybe he's at our next stop. Church in Pasadena.
Senator, you have had such a crushing weekend, sir. You are in no way obligated to
leave a message and circuit back.
I think you should get some sleep.
If you went back to the hotel...
Davers, this is the senator. As soon as you pick up this message, I want you to call the man that you introduced me to in Washington right away. Tell him he has to cancel the weekend research project. That's very important, Davers. We'll look for you at the church.
Yes, McAvoy, the church in Pasadena, and we can drop the young supporters off wherever you'd like to be dropped. Where can we take you,
ladies? Well, we roll and we talk!
Senator, what a pleasure it is to see you. I hope Mrs. Bulworth isn't under the weather today.
No, she's fine. Thanks. I'll be with you shortly.
How you doing? Y'all got to get out of the church.
Watch out. What's going on with network here?
Get in there and find Davers. The weekend research project has to be canceled. The weekend research project has to be canceled. Okay. McAvoy, go in there and find Davers, will you?
Right.
I got to find Davers.
Today by the attendance of United States Senator J. Billington Bulworth. Let us rejoice in his presence and sing hymn number 376.
You gotta get out of the car.
What?
I got some problems, and you're really not safe with me. So you gotta get out of the car.
I'm not safe with you.
What does that mean? You just gotta get out of the car.
Are you afraid of somebody?
Yeah.
Why don't you tell me why?
I can't. I just gotta get a guy to call a guy.
Why don't you call the guy yourself?
I don't know how.
Okay. Well, let's go back to the hotel. You like that hotel, right?
I gotta stay out of sight.
Kill him live. Kill him live. Kill him live.
It is worse than arrogance. It is contempt. It is contempt for the press, and excuse me if I sound self-righteous, it is contempt for the people.
Have you heard anything about this rumor that Gephardt might be looking for somebody?
I think I ought to just stay out of sight till he gets back. We can wait in the car.
Hi, Mimi. We seem to have lost our ride to the debate.
Oh.
Is there any chance we could catch a ride with you guys?
We split with the limo.
Yeah.
So who walks in the room?
Huey Newton. You know who Huey Newton was? You know, a lot of people I talk to, they're black at your age, they have no idea who he was. Huey. Why do you think there are no more black leaders?
Some people think it's because they all got killed. But I think it has more to do with the decimation of the manufacturing base in the urban centers. Senator, an optimistic, energized population throws up optimistic, energized leaders. And when you shift manufacturing to the Sun Belt and the Third World, you destroy the blue-collar core of the black activist population. Some people would say the problem is purely cultural. The power of a media that's continually controlled by fewer and fewer people. Add to that monopoly of the media, a consumer culture that's based on self-gratification. Now, you're not likely to have a population that wants leadership that calls for self-sacrifice. But the fact is, I'm just a materialist at heart. If I look at the economic base, high domestic employment means jobs for African Americans. World War II meant lots of jobs for black folks. That is what energized the community for the civil rights movement of the 50s and the 60s. An energized, hopeful community will not only produce leaders, but more importantly, it'll produce leaders they'll respond to. Now, what do you think, Senator? What do you think my age is?
Your age?
You said black people, my age.
Oh. 23?
26.
All right. How old do you think I am?
No.
Oh.
60. My mother was a Panther. Huey Newton fed the kids on my block.
Huh.
Senator? Aren't you getting late for the debate?
Oh, Devers. I've been looking for you everywhere. We're gonna have to call our friend Vinny.
You know when I get out of this place? Well, fuck this, that's when I get out of this place. Well, don't you look. Yeah?
Yo, Vinny, it's Nina.
What are you, a fucking bimbo?
Don't call me a fucking bimbo. I couldn't get him up to the room.
You're incompetent.
You weren't even the one that was supposed to push him off, for Christ's sake. All you had to do was to get him upstairs from the ballroom. I'm tired with you.
Vinny, wait.
Don't Vinny me. Now, you move on to plan B.
We ain't saying about no plan B. What the fuck is plan B?
You know plan B. And you better get it done if you know what's good for you.
Look, you told me get him up to the room. That's all I had to do, and I would get the 10 G's. Now, look.
Fucking bimbo.
Vinny.
Vinny! Davers.
Yeah?
Listen, I'm with the senator. He wants to speak to you.
Hey, Vinny! Vinny, mm-hmm. My friend. How are you? Listen, Vinny, I'm very relieved to get in touch with you because we're going to have to call off the weekend research project.
Call it off?
That's not a problem, is it?
Not a problem.
There's been a change of plan, Vinny, but look, you keep the fee, by all means, you keep the fee. That's not a problem, is it?
No, it's not a problem.
Oh, good. Good, Vinny. Listen, let me ask you a favor. Do you think that we can just sort of keep this between the two of us?
Or between you and me and whoever you got doing this thing?
Yeah, well, we're going to need a surcharge.
Surcharge, fine.
Cancellation fee.
Ah, okay, good. Just keep the check.
No. An additional $50,000.
Oh, yeah, an additional. That's good. I'll send Davers over right away with another check, okay? Shall we consider it done?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Good. Thanks, Vinny. Thanks.
You're welcome. Fucking crazy motherfucker.
Senator, what is a weekend research project?
It's nothing. It's all off.
Guy's nuts. computer, but...
Want something? Vinny, you want something? Vinny?
Yeah,
all right.
I gotta go. I'm out.
All right. All right. We're late for a very important debate. And I'm feeling so great while I'm feeling my plate when I get to the gate. Because I got a new plate.
You want the best
plate on my plate, and it's great.
If you're looking to be out of sight, I think I got the place.
You think after all this crap is over Tuesday that maybe you could actually, like, hang?
Hang.
Hang. Hang out with me?
Oh, hang.
Hang.
Hang out with you.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I got the plan. Want to meet my family tonight?
Oh, that would... That's great. That's great. That's great. I got a whole new slate. I get to meet the family. I can hardly wait.
I think he's finally recognizing the situation and getting some sleep.
There's...
Thank... Okay, listen to me. I'm not going to let this man go on television until he gives me some sort of explanation for what he's doing. Do you understand?
Yeah.
We'll say he got a disease, we'll say he got stuck in traffic. I don't care. We will stand here and we will block him. Arms akimbo, if necessary, prevent him from entering the building and doing further damage to his, and I might add, our careers. Okay, I'm explicitly authorizing the use of force at this point.
Murphy, Elvin, McAvoy.
Hey, boss.
Yeah. It didn't work, but, look, I think he's okay now. You got the electric razor?
I got the razor.
Good. See if you can get him to shave.
They're ready for you, Senator. How about a quick shave?
The format agreed to by the two campaigns is as follows. There will be no opening statements. Questions will be addressed to each of the candidates in alternating order. The candidate to whom the question is addressed will have 2.5 minutes to answer. The other candidate will then have 1 minute to reply, and the first candidate will then have another 30 seconds for a final comment on that question. After the allotted time for questions, each candidate will make a final statement of 3 minutes. Mr. Weldy won the drawing of lots. He's elected to make his closing statement.
Yo, I was just supposed to set the guy up, not do the shit myself. Now I can't even get Vinny on a damn phone.
The first question will be from Jan Carl and is for Senator Bulworth.
Senator Bulworth, the news today requires us to ask you about this sudden change in your campaign style.
Come on.
Could you explain it?
Why are you here?
Let's admit it. You're here because you're making a bundle, right?
I beg your pardon?
Oh, you mean you're not here because you're getting paid a bundle of money.
Come on, come on.
We got three pretty rich guys here getting paid by some really rich guys to ask a couple of other rich guys questions about their campaign. But our campaigns are financed by the same guys that pay you guys your money. So, I mean, what are we talking about?
I'm bringing a man down there. If they don't like it, they can kiss my ass.
I could tell you stories about getting money from these guys that would pin your ears back. You have stories about me. I mean, I don't know about Hugh. Do you have that? I tell you, we got a club.
Got something hot,
right? Republicans, Democrats, what's the difference? You know, your guys, my guys, our guys, us guys.
Man.
It's a club. So why don't we just have a drink? You? No?
You know, Hugh, if you win this thing, you really got to think about where you're going to put your kids in school. We put our daughter in Sidwell Friends with Clinton's. The Gores really like St. Albans. But a public school anywhere around Washington's a disaster.
Excuse me, Senator. If you don't mind... At the moment, I think we're here to ask about the news of your campaign.
News?
What are you talking about, the news?
Come on, the guys you and I get our money from, they don't want the people to have the news. They want you to think that corporations are more efficient than government, right?
You want to know why the healthcare industry is the most profitable business in the United States? Because the insurance companies take 24 cents out of every dollar that's spent. You know what it takes the government to do the same thing for Medicare? 3 cents out of every dollar. Now, what is all this crap they hand you about business being more efficient?
What the hell is going on in here?
Government doesn't make a profit. These guys need to be regulated.
What, do you think these pigs are going to regulate themselves?
What's going on?
Gentlemen, if you'll please pardon the interruption, it seems as if we're experiencing some technical difficulties here.
Hey, you, what's up? What's happening, baby? Huh?
I'm doing what I got to do. I'm bringing them down there, goddammit.
Ladies and gentlemen, please stand by. We are experiencing technical difficulties.
What's going on, guys? Are we going to do this or not?
Boy, we are doing the best we can in here.
Oh, hi, Devers. Power failure.
He wants to crash and burn his entire fucking career? Fine. Fuck him. But I'll be goddamned if that asshole's gonna take us down with him, am I right? I mean, it's not like I have not been completely loyal to that pig fucker. I've had other offers, you know, plenty. I beat him up with a stick.
Didn't he have it all, though, Bill? Didn't he have it all? Looks. Brains more or less enough. Classy wife. But Jesus Christ, Bill, for God's sake, he had us. The motherfucker had us. If he had just listened to me on welfare reform in 88. If he just chased not quite so much pussy. Could have gone all the way.
Hey, we still might.
2000's wide fucking open, but now? With this shit? We are fucked in the ass, man. Fucked in the ass with our pants on. Cocksucker. Fuck.
Hi, Larry.
Murphy.
This.
Murphy, Murphy. How the hell are you?
You ever seen anything like this?
Let's just say it is very unusual stuff.
Yeah, well, I don't know what to say.
Yeah, what I could say, let's face it, I'm going to have to do a show on this.
Oh, my God. Oh, Larry. Come on. Do you have to? Nah, are you sure that's the way you want to handle
it? Are you kidding? This guy is on a roll. They want someone like this. People are sick and tired of all this baloney. I want him on my show.
You know, that's exactly what I've been telling him. Thank God he's finally listening to me. I mean, the man's got this giant vision. Thank God we're finally getting it out. I've been hammering away at him, and finally, I got to tell you, on a personal level, it's very gratifying to me. He's listening to me. It's very gratifying to me, but that's just between you and me. That's when you and me, the last part. Okay, what are we talking about tonight? Can we do it tonight?
We've got Clinton tonight.
Bump him! Just kidding. How about tomorrow?
Book him.
We'll call you.
Call him.
Yeah.
No, but nobody's seen anything like this for years.
There's
unusual stuff.
This is
just
it.
Like you said.
Your boy is it.
He's it.
You've got him.
It's kind of historic.
You've got insight.
And as usual, no, you've got insight because you're the guy that saw it.
But you're the one.
And you're going to put it on the air.
Senator, Mr. Weldy, I'm sorry to say, but we're going to have to cancel this for today. They don't want to bump Jerry Springer.
Huh.
I'm sorry, folks. Okay. That will be it.
Oh, I'm fine, right. Son. How are you? You're not feeling like you need a vacation, do you? This campaign?
Not really.
No.
Well,
I tell you, I'm confused. Because, you know, I like to play ball. But you are playing a much rougher brand of ball than I'm accustomed to.
Oh, I'll be outside.
Right. I have your policy here.
The policy. Crockett. Thank you. Forget it. I don't need it. Everything okay?
Okay is not the word for it, Senator. Hong Kong pork bellies are way down and you're back in the chip.
Good. Did you give the guy the check?
Poor guy.
What?
Well, he collapsed.
What? Did he collapse? What are you talking about?
They think he had a heart attack.
Senator, when you have a moment, we have to sit down. Did he cancel the weekend research project?
I guess so, boss.
You guess so?
Well, I don't know. He was in a coma. I left the check.
Where is he?
Cedars. He's in intensive care.
You turned off the electricity because you knew he was telling the truth. You could have put that debate back on the air, but you didn't want the American people to hear what he had to say, Frank. Don't bullshit me.
You got to go down there. You got to sit with him. You got to wait till he wakes up. When he wakes up, you ask him if he canceled the weekend research project. Okay? Now, if he didn't, you ask him who's he got to call. All right?
Okay, boss.
Senator, when you have a moment.
Call yourself a Democrat.
Sir, thank you, Network. Great division. Sell your time. Headed for the home base. With a steady face on the face of the jet race. Getting longer than a motherfucking marathon. Running on if that's what it got to. But nobody's picking up a nigga with an attitude. Cause fucking running hard, hard as ass. You're stopping a nigga long by having the notorious past. My mind is slick, but you're going too quick. Now the FBI's all over the shit.
Again, running since they fired the gun and started the clock. That's when the E jumped off the starting block. 100 miles from home and yo, it's a long stretch. A little sprint, motherfucker, that they won't get. Yeah, running like I just don't care. I'ma get there. From city to city, I'm a menace as I pass by. Ripping up the shit just so you can remember I'm a straight up nigga that's done and done it. And coming straight at your ass. 100 miles and run.
Running like a nigga, I hate to lose. Show me on the news, but I hate to be abused.
Get out.
I'm with a setup, so now I'm gonna get
out. Get out of the car, get out. You gotta get out.
You crazy, Jay Bulwark.
Now I'm leaving. Bitch, what a reason. Better troops are right behind me.
King is pissed off about it, and he's not the only one. How about the FCC? If you've heard of the FC fucking CCC? Okay, well, now you listen to me. You guys are running an election special tonight, and guess what? I would like to have my candidate on it. Run on my and go through the dark streets, running like a motherfucker on my own.
We hiding again? Cause I said I got a safe place.
Oh. Safe? Hello?
Senator Bulworth, I think we might be back on track here, sir. You got to be back here at 7:30.
State of American Politics special. It's mostly Dolan Clinton, but they're going to do a piece on you. Listen to the deal. It'll be 5 minutes. They'll guarantee it.
5 minutes. Be live, no delay. What do you mean, you don't know? You got to be back in makeup at 7:30. And by the way, Senator, this thing of you doing your own driving, I'm surprised by how effective that is, sir. Jam? You're not in a jam, Senator. You're people are sick of all the baloney. Safe? But I thought you didn't want to play it safe, Senator.
This is not the time to be safe.
Where are you anyway, sir?
Senator Bull? Senator, sir, I'm losing you, sir. Hello? Hello? Senator Bulworth? Senator Bulworth?
Wait here. This is Senator Jay Bulworth.
Hold on, Steve.
What the?
Hi.
Well, I'm Governor Tyrone Pinckney. And this here is Osgood, my Secretary of State, and my Attorney General, Denisha.
Hey, Mama Doll. We feeding the Senator.
Senator?
You know, you're going to have to take that suit off and get it clean before you go back on TV. Marcus Garvey, get the man some pants.
Huh?
Get the man some pants.
How you doing?
Bulworth unveiled the new strategy at a fundraising brunch earlier today, which sources within the campaign said raised $1.5 million. Major contributors were non-committal when asked how they felt about Bulworth's anti-business remarks. Later in the afternoon in a televised...
Mama Doll is me and Tyrone's mama.
Yeah, Rafik, there's Tyrone's son by Vanetta. She died in 83.
I am the sheep.
Anita, and she lives in North Carolina.
Anita and Darnell's mama passed. She was the baby.
And we called her baby.
No, I'm going to tell this fool I'm going to the cleaners.
It's Elsie, my younger sister, which is Mama Doll's
between
third child.
Your legs are gold.
Now, David is married.
Boy, would you stop playing with that food?
He ain't doing no harm, Harry. And if he is, I'll be the one to tell him.
I don't see any harm with
going to check on
the
manners.
Check it easy, Tyrone, Harry.
Taking too long.
Ain't nobody talking to you, David. Look, now, ain't no need for
where
this
you going?
To start trying to be all bourgeois, okay?
Cleaners.
Oh. This is a couple of bucks.
That ain't good.
Good. It tastes good.
Okay.
Somebody pass me lemonade.
You want some?
No.
Greens came right
out of the garden.
Yeah.
How you like
a
greens, General?
Oh, Senator? I love collard greens. Love them.
That's kale.
Pass the button.
Oh, kale.
Okay, listen, you guys, I see Xenophone. I hear Xenophone coming off the elevator. So we're going to end today at 7. Probably a few minutes before 7. But we're going to go out, and you're listening to the film Bullworth in the background with the great Warren Beatty. This is a great movie, and I'm going to be uploading this to Radio For All, radioforall.net. You can find it, and then I'm going to do the whole movie and put it on our homepage in a couple weeks. Maybe even tonight I might come back and do it. And the film Bullworth will be on the soundtrack will be on the Kill Radio. It'll be posted on the homepage. Just browse down. So again, this is the Friday 6 p.m. news. Signing off. We're going to go back into the movie Bullworth. And tune in Monday night for my show Straight Ahead at midnight. Nah, I'll see you guys Monday night or next Friday. And here we go with Xenophone in a few momentos.
You buying the what?
No, I'm going to the cleaners.
Fuck you.
Fuck me.
I'm doing business here, Cracker.
Wouldn't you rather have some ice cream? I'm buying.
You let that I'm man go out there on the street by himself?
The man is grown.
I go out there every day. Hell, if I can go, he can go.
Bro, you as senator ought to be okay among his own constituents.
Hey, you little spooks find some extra cash today?
Fuck you.
You little black piece of shit, did you say fuck you to me?
No, sir. I said fuck your mama.